This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The White House is blaming intelligence officials who leaked information about an alleged Russian bounty program in Afghanistan for potentially blowing almost any chance of coming to a consensus on whether the threat was real. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany Tuesday criticized what she called rogue intelligence officers for putting the lives of the U.S. troops in danger, while defending the decision not to brief President Donald Trump on what she described as unverified intelligence. Democratic lawmakers expressed concern about the administration's handling of the intelligence. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has asked the Taliban to uphold their commitment to cease attacks on American soldiers in Afghanistan. Pompeo held a video conference with the deputy leader of the insurgent group and chief of its political office in Qatar, and the Taliban said the deputy leader reassured Pompeo the Taliban does not allow anyone to use Afghanistan to plot attacks against other nations. The New York Times first reported that Mr. Trump had been told about the alleged Russian bounties, but did nothing in response. President Trump has denied getting any such briefing. And the new Hong Kong security laws went into effect Wednesday that will punish crimes of secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces with an up-to-life in prison sentence, touting a more authoritarian era for China's freest city. Pro-democracy political party, the League of Social Democrats, held a protest march against the new Hong Kong security national law. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.